he did several things here that are quite interesting, and I want to call your attention to them. In verse 6, we're told, he went forth and warred against the Philistines. He brake down the wall of Gath. And you remember that was one of the strongholds of the Philistines. And the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod. And built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. I was in Ashdod some time ago, and it's experiencing a tremendous business boom today. You see, they've made a harbor there. There's actually only one harbor along that coast, and that was up the way, but none here. And in the old days, the ancient ships could come in at Caesarea, but they couldn't come in here. But now there's a wonderful harbor there. It's a man-made harbor, and it's receiving, I suppose, more of the goods that are being shipped in and out than any other place in Israel. And it's the place where the oil pipeline comes from over at the Red Sea, and then it's piped and then put back in tankers and carried from there. And they're just building everywhere there. Well, that entire area is what this man Uzziah took. And not only the Philistines, all that was Philistine country, and the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. That's verse 8. And his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and in the valley gate and the turning of the wall and fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert and he digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Now, this man was quite a remarkable ruler. He was a man that was at heart a farmer and also a rancher. And down in that area from Ashdod and Ashkelon and Gath all the way down to Beersheba is great pasture lands, is today great place for raising cattle and sheep, and that's what he did. And then on up toward Carmel, you get in the valley of Esdraelon, and that's a great fruit country, especially grapes. And he went into that. And we're told he loved husbandry. He loved this type of thing. In verse 11, moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands according to the number of their account by the hand of Jeiel, the scribe, and Maaseiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. Now, he was a tremendous general, by the way, a man that was gifted in warfare. And we find, verse 13, under their hand was an army, 300,000, 7,500. And this man was very successful as a general. And we read verse 14, and Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the hosts shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. Now, notice, in ancient warfare, they made certain kinds of machines whereby they could hurl rocks. And also that they could fix bows and arrows without being pulled by human power. They would be able to build a bow tremendous size and reach a tremendous distance. Now, who started all that? Notice verse 15. He made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Now this man, Uzziah, was responsible for that. A type of new method of warfare, by the way.